on this holy day when we remember with all followers of Jesus his death on the cross, we come to the last part of the Lord's Prayer, the prayer that Jesus taught us, deliver us from evil. This word, deliver, is a powerful word. It means to rescue from danger. It has the implication that the danger is severe and acute. It means to rescue or deliver. This word only occurs twice in the Gospel of Matthew. Of course, it occurs in the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6. We are familiar with the translation that we so often pray in the Lord's Prayer, deliver us from evil. And then it occurs in Matthew 27 in the account of Jesus' crucifixion. The people who are watching mock Jesus when he is on the cross, and they say, Jesus put his confidence in God, therefore let God deliver him, if God wants to. Let God deliver him. Deliver us from evil. On this holy day, this is what Jesus does for us and the whole world. In his atoning death on the cross, he answers the prayer that he teaches us to pray. Jesus delivers us by refusing to be delivered. He saves us by refusing to save himself. On the cross, in his death, Jesus gives us deliverance and rescue from the three evil things that stand against God, the unholy trinity of sin, death, and the devil. Jesus delivers us and rescues us from the power of sin, not by destroying sinners or by punishing them, but by accepting in his own body the punishment for the sin of the world. The Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death. Yet here is Jesus, the only man who never sinned, the only one who does not deserve to die because of his sin, dying in our place. He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. At the moment of his crucifixion, he cries out for forgiveness. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. The one who can forgive this greatest wickedness, torturing and killing the only innocent man the world has ever known, also delivers you from your sin through his forgiveness. Jesus delivers us from death, not by destroying death or wiping it out, but by entering into it and taking death itself into the very being of God and there overcoming it. He can then be the one who walks with us through the valley of the shadow of death and out the other side into resurrection and new life. The life of the world accepts the death of the world to bring new life to the world. And Jesus delivers us from the evil one, the devil, the ancient enemy of mankind who has come to steal, kill, and destroy. The Greek words of the Lord's Prayer say literally, deliver us from the evil one. Through his life and ministry, Jesus delivered and saved and rescued people who were held in captivity by the powers of evil, the demons, the personal malevolent forces that stand against God and his people. Through his obedience and love for the Father, Jesus said no to the temptations of the devil and has overcome the personal power of evil. Through his obedient suffering and death on the cross, and through the resurrection to come on Easter, Jesus shows that the devil does not have the last word and evil does not triumph. He takes into himself the worst evil the world and the devil can throw at him and absorbs it and overcomes it. Deliver us from evil. Deliver us from the evil one. Jesus becomes for us on Good Friday the answer to this prayer. He delivers us from the power of sin, death, and the devil, and gives us forgiveness, life, and salvation. We read in Colossians 1, verse 13, for he has delivered us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his dear Son, who purchased our freedom and forgave our sins. Whatever evil and the evil one may try to do to us, whatever death may throw at us, whatever sin we may commit, nothing can separate us from God's love for us, love that is stronger than death, love that forgives sin, love that overcomes the power of evil. St. Paul writes in Romans 8, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And so, on Easter Sunday, we will pray, for the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever, because of Jesus' death on the cross. Amen.